November 29th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Absoluteness of Jesus Christ. He shall glorify me, John 16:14. The pietist, or he who would be full of piety, or the pietistic movements of today, have none of the rugged reality of the New Testament about them. There is nothing about them that needs the death of Jesus Christ. All that is required is a pious act and prayer and devotion. This type of experience is not supernatural nor miraculous. It did not cost the passion of God, and it is not dyed in the blood of the Lamb, nor stamped with the hallmark of the Holy Ghost. It has not that mark on it which makes men say as they look with awe and wonder, that is the work of God Almighty. That and nothing else is what the New Testament talks about. The type of Christian experience in the New Testament is that of personal, passionate devotion to the person of Jesus Christ. Every other type of Christian experience, so-called, is detached from the person of Jesus. There is no regeneration, no being born again into the kingdom in which Christ lives, but only the idea that he is our pattern. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is Savior long before he is pattern. Today he is being dispatched as the figurehead of a religion, a mere example. He is that, but he is infinitely more. He is salvation itself. He is the gospel of God. Jesus said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he shall glorify me." When I commit myself to the revelation made in the New Testament, I receive from God the gift of the Holy Spirit, who begins to interpret to me what Jesus did, and does in me subjectively all that Jesus Christ did for me objectively.